And what of the rest of Mesoamerica? As the flight continues north, look west at the hills of what are now the Mexican states of Oaxaca and Guerrero. Here are the quarrelsome, splintered city-states of the Mixtec, finally overwhelming the Zapotec, their ancient rivals based in the valley city of Monte Albán. Further north, expanding their empire in a hot-brained hurry, are the Toltec, sweeping in every direction from the mile-high basin that today houses Mexico City. As is often the case, the Toltecs' rapid military success led to political strife. A Shakespearean struggle at the top, complete with accusations of drunkenness and incest, forced out the long-ruling king Topiltzin Quetzalcoatl in probably 987 AD. He fled with boatloads of loyalists to the Yucatan Peninsula, promising to return. By the time of our plane trip, Quetzalcoatl had apparently conquered the Maya city of Chichen Itza and was rebuilding it in his own Toltec image. Prominent archaeologists disagree with each other about these events, but the murals and embossed plates at Chichen Itza that depict a Toltec army bloodily destroying a Maya force are hard to dismiss. Continue the flight to what is now the U.S. Southwest, past desert farms and cliff dwellings, to the Mississippian societies in the Midwest. Not long ago, archaeologists with new techniques unraveled the tragedy of Cahokia, near modern St. Louis, which was once the greatest population center north of the Rio Grande. Construction began in about 1000 AD on an earthen structure that would eventually cover 15 acres and rise to a height of about 100 feet, higher than anything around it for miles. Atop the mound was the temple for the divine kings, who arranged for the weather to favor agriculture. As if to lend them support, fields of maize rippled out from the mound almost as far as the eye could see. Despite this apparent evidence of their power, Cahokia's rulers were setting themselves up for future trouble. By mining the forests upstream for firewood and floating the logs downriver to the city, they were removing ground cover and increasing the likelihood of catastrophic floods. When these came, as they later did, kings who gained their legitimacy from their claims to control the weather would face angry questioning from their subjects.